Welcome to Life in Debt, your practical debt education program. This is bankruptcy attorney Robert Liptak. I'm speaking from Crew LP 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa, an award-winning, listener-supported, open-source grassroots community radio station broadcasting from the Cultural District in Fairfield. Please note that these presentations are provided as a public service for general information purposes only and are not intended to be legal opinions, legal advice, or complete discussions of any legal issues. Remember, every individual's factual situation is different, and you should seek independent legal advice from an attorney familiar with the laws of your state or locality regarding specific information. The name of this show is Life and Debt, and it is a weekly half-hour educational show looking at all types of issues related to debt as it influences your life. This show provides practical, general knowledge about what to look for regarding debt, what are traps and pitfalls, and what to do to be an educated debtor. It's useful to get some notebook, paper, and pen to take notes during the show. The next series of shows I'd like to embark upon is All Your Worth, The Ultimate Lifetime Money Plan, which I have spent time on years ago, but which I feel is something we need to revisit in light of the challenges in our economy. The book, All Your Worth, is by Elizabeth Warren, who most of you know about now. She is a senator from Massachusetts, the first female senator from that state, and she has been a very important person in dealing with many debt issues, credit card issues, and issues to help the middle class in particular at the governmental level in the last few years. But before that, as a writer and scholar, a professor at Harvard University. She has a number of books, and All Your Worth was written with her daughter, Amelia Warren Tiagi. What I will follow for the most part is her book, All Your Worth, as the textbook in this series. In the last show, we were discussing your must-haves to get it within the 50% range. The point we left with was selling your car. And of course, you do love your car, and we know that selling your car isn't pain-free, but that's not bad. You get to live in the same place, eat the same food, wear the same clothes, and you can still get where you need to go if you don't have a car with a monthly payment you truly don't need. The first point is buy used. Every expert will tell you it is a zillion dollars cheaper to buy a used car. If you are worried about the repair costs, you can even get a certified pre-owned vehicle that comes with a warranty. The next point is drive it until it falls apart and then keep driving it. You drive your car until the odometer flips. Drive it until you are on a first name with your local mechanic. Drive it until you embarrass your kids, and then drive it some more and laugh all the way to the bank. And again, this is Professor Warren's position on how to get within the must-haves range of 50% of your net income. They also say never ever sign a lease. They lower your monthly payments, yes, but what's the cost of those lower payments? You keep paying forever, and if you ding the car door or put too many miles on the odometer, they will slap you with extra fees before they take your car away. In other words, they charge you for the privilege of having no car. It's like Vegas, only the dealer always wins in car leasing. Take a hint from car companies. They make fatter profits from leases. Why would you want your hard-earned money to go to Ford and GM? And another point is shop hard for a good rate on your car loan. You've just picked out the perfect pre-owned car and you're ready to sign on the dotted line. And then the salesman walks in with a monthly payment number on a little sheet of paper. But where did that number come from? How can you be sure you're getting the best rate? These days, many of the big car makers actually make more money from charging you too much on financing than they do from selling cars. So don't just take the rate the dealers give you. Do some comparison shopping. Get a few quotes from various banks and credit unions so you can get the best possible deal. Well, you still may not be persuaded. You can keep on driving your brand new shiny machine under one condition. Your total must-haves must be under 50%. But if your must-haves are too high because of your car payments, then frankly, it's time to take action. If you have less than a year to go on your loan or lease, hold your breath and stick it out. And if you signed your papers within the past few months, you're probably better off making payments for another year until the amount you owe is approximately the same as the value of the car. Otherwise, you may be upside down on your car loan, which means you could end up paying thousands of dollars to the bank for turning in a car that is worth much less than the outstanding balance on your loan. But as soon as you can, trade that baby in for something cheaper, because as nice as those quadraphonic speakers may be, they're not as nice as a lifetime of financial peace. Now, another way to help to reduce your strain on the must-haves amount, return rentals. If you are renting furniture, appliances, or anything else besides the roof over your head, then try to give it back. Call the lease company and find out how fast you can get rid of it. And this is not a joke. Furniture and appliance leases are notoriously bad deals. They entice you to get something you really can't afford, and then they charge you way, way too much. If giving back the rentals will leave your living room bare, then head to the nearest Salvation Army and get yourself a vintage couch to tide you over until you save enough money to buy something nicer with cash. It will feel a lot better to sleep in a bed and watch a TV that is yours, even if it isn't as fancy. And in the same category, what about these rent-to-own places? Rent-to-own typically charges you somewhere between 3 and 10 times too much for second-rate furniture and limited selection appliances. Ask yourself, will you be finished making payments within a few months? If not, call and cancel the contract. That's the benefit of rent-to-own. You're allowed to give the stuff back and quit paying. Go hit the garage sales. You'll be way ahead in no time. Actually, you could also go to Craigslist, which we have discovered is an excellent place to find what you're looking for at reasonable prices. Another category to look at is your health insurance bill. You can try to trim it. This may sound like a scary one. After all, it's your health we're talking about. It doesn't get any more important than that. Financial planners will tell you to buy the best health insurance you can afford. And here we are talking about trimming your health costs. Have we lost our minds? Well, actually, you're in luck. Amelia Tiagi spent several years working in the healthcare industry and later founded a company dedicated to helping people get more affordable medical care. So they are passing along a few tricks of the trade. If you get health insurance through your job, opt for the lower cost plan. If your company offers several health plans that cover all your basic medical needs, prescription drugs, maternity, preventive care, etc., consider enrolling in the cheapest plan. You may have to take the kids to a different pediatrician, and you may have to get pre-authorization before seeing a specialist, but before you dismiss the lower cost policy out of hand, do the math. It's amazing how many people will let their employer deduct an extra $50 or more a month just so they can go to a dermatologist who is 20 minutes closer to home. The National Committee for Quality Assurance, www.ncqa.org, can give you information on the plan. Again, that's www.ncqa.org. Ask your benefits planner what she thinks of the cheaper health plan and whether she has gotten any complaints. If you like what you hear, you can end up saving a lot of money by opting for the cheaper policy without sacrificing your health. And we'll continue with this after a station identification. This is Iowa bankruptcy attorney Robert Liptak, and you are listening to Life and Debt, your debt education program. I'm speaking from Crew LP, 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa, and beyond. Now back to health insurance. Take advantage of the flexible spending accounts, the FSAs. If you expect to have at least some medical expenses, then the FSA, if you work for a big company, or HSA, a health savings account, which is like an FSA for smaller companies and the self-employed, is really a no-brainer. These accounts let you pay your medical expenses tax-free. Add up the stuff you are pretty sure you will pay for out of your own pocket, prescriptions, glasses, trips to the dentist, and so forth, then have the money taken out of your paycheck and put into a flexible spending account, which you draw on to pay these costs. You'll still have to spend your own money on some of your medical attention, but the tax break effectively gives you a 30% or more discount on every medical bill. Do the math with your mate. If you and your spouse are both offered insurance through your jobs, the best bet is to sit down with a calculator and figure out the most cost-effective approach. Sometimes putting the whole family under one policy is the best plan. Sometimes you are better off if you each go it alone. But don't bother with double coverage, where you get covered by two policies, one from your workplace and one from your mates. Insurance is quite expensive, so there's no point in paying twice. If you don't have health insurance, don't look away. Everyone, practically speaking, needs health insurance. Young or old, healthy or sick, it's just one of those things you need to have so that you can get the care you need without going broke in case you get really sick. Today, it doesn't take a major bout of cancer to wipe you out financially. Without insurance, even an appendectomy or a slipped disc could put you in the hole for years. You also need health insurance so you can get the best possible care. Researchers have found that if you get seriously ill, you are actually more likely to die from your illness if you are uninsured. It is no fun to think about, but the truth is that health insurance is one of the best investments you can make in yourself. So here are the answers to the top two excuses for living without health insurance. One, I'm healthy. I hardly ever get sick. I never go to the doctor anyway. It has its variations, but I'm healthy is the number one excuse for not having health insurance. You have to get real though. Saying you're too healthy to need health insurance is like saying, I haven't been run over by a car yet, so I don't need to look both ways when I cross the street. Just because you're healthy today is no guarantee that you'll be healthy tomorrow. But you already knew that. So here's something you may not have given much thought to. If you're healthy, then there is good news. Health insurance will be a lot cheaper for you. In fact, a healthy adult can get a high deductible policy, which will protect you in the event of serious illness, for as little as $70 a month in some areas. So there is no excuse for not having it. Second thing is, it costs too much. You're right. Health insurance is ridiculously expensive, and it is hard to find a bargain. But it's not as expensive as you think. Now, how do we know? Because the smartest researchers around have found that people nearly always believe that health insurance costs more than it actually does. Why? Because most people never bother to get an actual quote. They just assume health insurance costs too much, and they give up before they start. So here comes your assignment. I don't know if you knew this was coming. If you don't have health insurance, find a couple of brokers in the phone book and get some quotes. Here are a few tips for buying health insurance that won't cost more than the Trump Tower. Point one is, hold on tight to COBRA, at least for a while. If you leave your job, sign up for COBRA benefits immediately so you can stay on your company's health insurance policy. If you have an ongoing medical condition, COBRA may be your best long-term bet since there is no medical pre-screening and pre-existing conditions are covered. if you are generally healthy, start shopping for a less expensive plan as soon as you can, but stick with Cobra in the meantime. You'll get a better deal on your next policy if you can show that you had uninterrupted coverage. Another point is go with a high deductible. High deductible policies are generally a lot cheaper because the insurance company doesn't have to pay out every time you catch a sniffle. The deductibles can get pretty steep, $2,000 and higher, but you'll be covered if you face a serious illness. And you may be surprised at just how much money you can save. When Amelia Tiagi bought insurance for her family, she shifted from a fully loaded zero deductible plan to a high deductible plan. When she did the math, she found that even if she got really sick and they had to pay the whole deductible, which is pretty big since her family is generally healthy, she would still come out ahead to the tune of $5,000 a year. So in short, a high deductible is a good idea. Also, consider a no-frills plan. Sure, it is better to have insurance that covers everything, but this is one of those places where some coverage is better than nothing. When push comes to shove, you can save a lot of money by opting for a policy that doesn't cover maternity, prescription drugs, or preventive care. The most important thing is for you to be covered if you become seriously ill. And if you have kids, check out Medicaid and state-run plans. Many states offer free or reduced-cost insurance for families with moderate incomes and for people with certain disabilities. Medicaid isn't just for poor people. In California, for example, a family of four that earns $45,000 a year can get reduced cost health coverage for their children. A quick search on the internet will tell you whether you or your kids qualify. The Centers for Medicare and Medical Services is a good place to get started at www.cms.hhs.gov. Again, www.cms.hhs.gov. And if you've served in the military, be sure to check out the services at the VA, which offers high quality care for little or no money. The benefits include prescription drugs, or even veterans who see private care doctors may go to the VA for their prescriptions. Another point then is try to buy insurance through a group. Certain professional groups and unions offer preferred rates on health insurance to their members, so look around. Then another thing is a discount card is no substitute for real insurance. Medical discount cards are increasingly common, especially since Congress is now promoting them for the elderly. These cards can be a great way to save on things like eye exams, prescription drugs, acupuncture, and dental checkups. But make no mistake, a discount card is only a supplement. You still need real health insurance. Another point is steer clear of cancer insurance. If you stumble upon a policy that covers only certain conditions, cancer is the most common, steer clear. You want a policy that will cover all medical problems, not just one or two. And then last, low annual limits spell trouble. Watch out for scam insurance that has a ridiculously low annual cap, promising to cover everything up to $10,000 or so. Emilia Tiagi once had lunch with a guy who sold this product. He actually laughed about the employers who offered this so their workers could feel like they had health insurance. A clove of garlic would provide about as much protection in the event of a serious illness, since you can blow through your benefits in a single day at the hospital. So check the annual cap. If it's under $1 million or so, keep looking. And I will return to these topics after station identification. This is Iowa bankruptcy attorney Robert Liptak, and you're listening to Life and Debt, your debt education program. I'm speaking from Crew LP, 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa, and beyond. Now back to insurance. What about disability insurance? If you don't have disability insurance, this is another one that needs to become part of your basic package of protection. The fact is, there is a 1 in 4 chance that you will face a spell of disability before you reach retirement age. As if this isn't scary enough, generally more than 300,000 people without disability insurance go bankrupt. So get covered if your employer offers it, sign up. If you are shopping on your own, get a few quotes for disability insurance. You may never need it, but if you do, you'll be glad you have it. Now continuing in the theme of reducing the must-have expense requirements, reshop childcare. If you are a working parent, childcare may be the only purchase that seems even more absurdly expensive and more sensitive than your health insurance. And of course, it is profoundly important to find the right fit for your child. We all understand how unthinkable it may seem to shop based on price. And yet, when you put all your big expenditures on the table, childcare is too big to skip past. Start talking to other parents. Find out where they send their kids, how they like it, and what it costs. It may be a bit embarrassing to ask about price, but most parents are more than happy to share the information and commiserate about how expensive it is. Visit a few of the more cost-effective places. Be sure to look into a range of alternatives like your church or synagogue, the YMCA, and even teaming up with other families. Childcare costs vary widely from one neighborhood to the next, so consider going outside of your neighborhood. Check for a mile on either side of the route you drive to work, for example, to see if there is something good in another neighborhood. You may not relish the extra drive time, but for the right price, it may be worth it. And just like with your car insurance, don't forget to ask about discounts. 2 kids? Church affiliation? Willingness to help out on the weekends? It may matter. And don't forget to claim your child care deduction when you file your taxes. It can save you big money. You know in your heart, but it may help to hear it again, you don't have to spend a lot of money to be a good parent. When Emilia Tiagi turned 2, her mother, Elizabeth, put her in daycare when she went back to school. The first arrangement was the most prestigious and the most expensive place in town. The daycare center cost them an arm and a leg, but it had beautiful equipment and a staff with advanced degrees, so Elizabeth figured they couldn't go wrong. But Amelia was plagued by mysterious stomach aches, and she looked like a grim old lady every time she was dropped off, determined not to fuss, but clearly unhappy. After 2 months of this, Elizabeth was desperate to find something else, but every place she looked was full or smelled funny, or it just didn't feel right. She began to get scared that she would never find anything and she would have to drop out of school. But the 9th place was charmed, officially designated as a playgroup rather than a daycare. It hadn't even made her list. And the facility was plain, just a couple of rooms in the back of a modest church. But the woman who ran the program was one in a million. Lively and full of hugs, Miss King had a way with kids. By the 3rd week, Amelia was squealing with eagerness before they had even reached the church parking lot. And here's the real irony. Not only was Amelia happy, the church play group cost about 1/3 of what Elizabeth had been spending at the fancy facility. Amelia thrived, and Elizabeth learned a lesson. A safe place, some crayons and paper, and a caregiver with a ready smile and a mountain of patience is all you need for magic to happen. And without the right person leading the show, all the equipment in the world won't make it happen. It is a lesson Elizabeth carried with her when she taught classes at Harvard Law School. Ultimately, you may decide that keeping your child in the same daycare is worth the extra money. But if you don't shop, you'll never know if there was a good alternative that would take a smaller bite out of your paycheck while still taking good care of your kids. Now, that all being said, you've taken the easy steps and even a few not so easy steps, and we hope you've reached your goal. But if your must-haves still aren't approaching the 50% mark, then it's time to think honestly about some really big changes. Changes like taking a new job or moving to a different place. We know that these can be difficult, even painful, changes in your life. And yet, we also know that major change may be your only path to real financial peace. When it's time for another job, what do you do? Jobs, we've talked about cutting expenses, but of course, there are two ways to get your money into balance. You can cut your costs, which we've been discussing, or increase your income. There are no hard and fast rules on what is right for your situation. Maybe you just need to do a little hunting and find work that pays better. Maybe you need to let go of a floundering business and get a traditional job. Or maybe you need to get more education so you can get the next promotion. The key here is to get it out in the open. Take a long look at your options. Ask yourself the tough questions. Do you really, really need more income? Has it been more than 2 years since you checked out what you would earn in a similar job at a different company? There is a basic rule in business. Always know what your assets are worth. The same holds true about your job. Know what you are worth to an employer and make sure you get every penny of it. If it has been more than 2 years since you checked out what you could earn at a different company, then it is time to do a little hunting. The information you gather may surprise you. You already have a job, so you can be choosy. Take your time to look around. Check out the online job postings, visit a couple of placement agencies, and tell all your friends that you'd like to find something that pays a little better. You'll find out pretty fast if there is a better job out there. Another thing is, could you pick up extra part-time work? This is a great way to turn work experience and even your hobbies into extra cash. Do you have teaching experience or a degree in English or math? You can make good money tutoring kids after school. Are you at home taking care of your children? Take care of the neighbor's kids too. Typing, gardening, hanging wallpaper, taking photographs, and setting up home computers are just a few skills that can translate into extra money. And is it time for more training? If a degree or specialized training is necessary for you to get a fatter paycheck, then sign yourself up. Getting a degree can be expensive, and studying after hours can be tiring. But this is the rest of your life we're talking about, and you'll get a payoff for a long, long time. And another point, is it time to go to work for somebody else? There is nothing quite like working for yourself. Many of us know the joy of making your first sale and the agony of not making the profits you hope for. It is hard to admit, but even if you work your fanny off, many small businesses don't work out. There is no shame in throwing in the towel and going back to a traditional job. Think about the hours you put in and ask yourself, could you earn more at a regular job? Keep in mind, it doesn't have to be forever. You can always use that steady paycheck to rebuild your savings until you can launch the next big venture. And we will continue in the next show. This is Iowa bankruptcy attorney Robert Liptak, and you have been listening to Life and Debt, your debt education program. If you have any questions or comments, call the station at 641-209-1083, or you can email me at lifeanddebt@gmail.com. I'm speaking from Crew LP, 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa. May you enjoy and have a healthy and prosperous debt manageable life.